T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Another day at the Walmart. Louisiana man captured on video punching a 72-year-old Walmart employee on Wednesday. Police chief said the 30-year-old Kendrick Zinnen was issued an order of protective custody. He was taken to a hospital for evaluation, trying to figure out what is going on with this guy. He was walking around the Walmart wearing a black mask, boxer shorts, and no shirt.
But he had a mask.
When he became combative and allegedly struck the employee in the face, in the video, the employee is seen stumbling and falling to the floor. Multiple coworkers and shoppers are seen helping him to his feet, but before running out, Zinnen stripped off all his clothes, except for his mask, and allegedly assaulted a second person, a 68-year-old man. He was apprehended a short time later and was arrested. Neither victim was seriously injured, according to the report. Our question, who did you see in a birthday suit, and was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
All right, this is not full birthday suit, but this is seeing some privates, and someone whose privates you don't want to see. But my question is more, I don't know, if a perfect stranger has something in their teeth, would you tell them there's something in their teeth?
Perfect stranger?
If they, you know, hey man, do you know how to get to, and you realize in this short conversation that, you know, there's something in their teeth. Not a poppy seed, but something like lettuce. I mean, do you say hey?
Yeah, if it's something big and green,
maybe,
I think you do.
Yeah,
like,
okay, right there.
You got to be careful if it's just like something you, like, maybe they just have dirty teeth.
Dirty teeth. In this case, it involves, well, frankly, there's a vagina on display that I don't want to see. It was not intentional, and it was a circumstance. Without getting too detailed here, where we're both sitting comfortably, they're sitting across from me, but their nightshirt, muumuu, whatever the hell it is you want to call it, they're wearing, the way they are sitting, talking to me as we sip coffee, this thing is just like, it's like a searchlight, you know?
It's there.
It is there, and it's like the bat symbol, you know what I mean? And the whole time, you know, this is someone.
Are you wondering, is this someone who's trying to show you this?
No, I believe that if I had pointed it out, you know, they would have been very embarrassed, humiliated. They absolutely were not trying to share this with me, but it's kind of like, I'm debating, do I say, like, hey, just quit, we don't have to discuss it or anything, but could you,
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, I mean.
The downstairs or the upstairs?
Downstairs.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Okay. I guess.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's difficult.
And I'm like,
I can't say anything.
Because it's like a 10-minute conversation. Like I said, just drinking coffee, and it's fine. Conversation's good, but it's like, do I say, like, hey, just a heads up?
Because mine's down.
I don't know if you sit like this all the time, but I'm tired of looking at your vagina. I mean, I don't, you know.
Maybe it's time for you to sit like a lady.
Right. Just, ooh.
Who did you see in the birthday suit? Was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
So you don't say anything.
That was great.
No.
No.
I was not. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, man. So I work in the medical field, and at this particular time, I was working in an emergency room, and this old man comes in. I'm not exactly sure how old he was, but he was super old, just fragile old man. He came in because he had taken, I think, a couple Viagra, and his heart was, like, you know, just beating all over the place.
Right.
So we had these curtains to give the patients some privacy while we're out you know, in the pods just working or doing whatever. So the nurse comes up to me and she's like, hey, I need you to go put a Foley catheter in this guy to help him pee. So I'm like, all right, it's easy. I can go, you know, I'll go do that right now. And I had a student with me because it was a learning hospital. So we had these students shadow us so that they could see what we do, like, in everyday life while we work.
And that way they can reconsider their job options.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, they can see if this is actually what they want to do. So I peel back the curtain, and this old man, this fragile old man, is just standing there. He had stripped off everything and was watching TV, hands on his hips, just in all his glory, just proud. You know what I mean?
Because it's working now. You know what I mean? Like, you took it for a reason, I guess.
Well, that's the thing. It didn't work.
Oh.
So he didn't have an erection. He's just having heart palpitations.
Exactly. He didn't have an erection, man. But what it freaked me out because I'm a big dude. I'm well over 200 pounds and well over 6 foot. But this thing looked like a traffic cone. I didn't look like
this guy's doing all right for himself.
Like, I don't care who you are. You had to respect this dude.
I'm sure a lot of people had in his lifetime.
It was ridiculous. I'd never seen anything like that.
Now, when you have to put a catheter in him, is he awake through this procedure?
Yeah, usually. Usually you just lube the catheter up and you just insert it. But it was so bad. To the point where I came back out to the nurse and I was like, I'm not touching that.
Are you serious? Like, that gets too much.
I'm not touching that thing?
I was like, there's no way I'm touching that thing. I was like, you need to go in there and help that man because that's ridiculous.
What did the teacher assistant say?
She was speechless herself.
Yeah.
She was speechless herself and I was like, dude, I just can't do it.
Let me ask you, clinically, if you're carrying around a hog like that, if you have to insert a catheter, does that make it more difficult?
No, not really.
All right. Did
she kind of push it all the way back?
Did she?
Usually there's more than enough tubing.
Did she share the same thoughts that you did?
Like, was she glad that you said, hell no?
Honestly, so we never talked about it. We just kind of left it where it was. And because she's a student and I was like, she was shadowing me, usually I would have her do everything. You know what I mean? Like, she was putting in all the IVs or she was, I don't know, changing bedpans or whatever. It was a her. Mm-hmm. So she was going to put there. But something like a Foley catheter, which is more invasive, I would have had to do it.
Okay. So if it had not been as invasive as it were, would you have had her handle that guy's hog? Like, hey, you do it.
There is no doubt. I would not.
Yeah. Look, man, when I was out of it, I woke up from my surgery. I just stood up. And you know, you don't realize it when you're in the recovery area, but you are. There's just partitions on each side.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's open at your feet. So after I have my surgery on my backside, I really don't have anything on down there. But I know for a fact that whatever time I was knocked out in the morning, 7 o'clock or something, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon now, and I've got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, right, right.
So I kind of like, I stand up, and I'm kind of out of it, you know what I mean? And I kind of like walk toward the foot of the bed, and I realize, like, I am in a hallway with like 13, 14 people. And the nurse turns around and she goes, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. So she comes over. She's got this big Tupperware thing, right? With kind of like a hook top on it. I filled up two of those.
Yeah, those things.
Yeah, exactly. But I just did it right there in the hallway. I mean, I just, for whatever reason,
it's just peeing in front of like 12
it
feet.
It seemed perfectly normal to do at the time because I was
so. And you're still on drugs.
I'm so looped up. You know what I mean?
Man, the hospital's a sketchy place because if your timing is unfortunate enough, as you walk by a room, the door's opening, either someone's mm-hmm. going in or coming out, and depending what's going on in that room, you see things that, I mean, I've seen people pooping in the bedpan, all that, and it's forgivable, I understand, but as my kids are being born, you're surrounded by nothing but other women that are also giving birth, right? I mean, that's what that entire part, so when you're like, hey, could you get me water or whatever, the vending machine, but walked around this hall, and the way they have the hallway set up, basically it's kind of a giant loop, and the nurse's stand is like in the dead center of it. So I'm walking to where I know the vending machine is, and I had seen this woman earlier. You know, she's 9 months. She's ready to do her thing. So anyway, the door opens to her room, and you can hear her yelling. And I don't care who you are, you kind of peek in the room. So I just kind of glanced in, but the angle that the bed is at, the nurse, neither the nurse nor doctors directly between her legs delivered the baby. So she is, she's screaming about it, but the kid is not like breached yet or whatever the proper term is. But I just remember, like, her legs are spread, her belly's huge, the thing's pushed up, and just for the 2 seconds that I walk by this door, I glance in, and I remember thinking, it looked like, you know, like if you watch like a horror movie and someone goes into a fun house and there's that big clown mouth around there.
Yeah.
I mean, I just remember, and it was just this brief moment, but I saw it, and it's just like, oh my God.
Is it like putt-putt when you hit it in on the 18th?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it reminded me of, and I'm like, okay. I understand the situation, man. I know, but things change during the birth process.
Sure.
Like, I saw things that I never thought I'd see before. And the things that will freak you out, if you're a dude, it's not what you think it will be. Everything they say that might make it, it's like, trust me, it has nothing to do with that.
When you go to birthing classes,
that's terrifying.
When you go to birthing classes, Ted, they show you a video, right, of what to expect.
Trust Ted. They came back, get that image out of my head.
They had, Ted, just know this. There has not been a birthing video made since 1978.
Apparently there has not been.
I will swear on that. They have not updated it. It's the same one. It's the standard one. It's a different era then.
I had to sit through Lamaze's class. It was five different parts. But the last day, they showed us the film. And you're not kidding, man. I mean, this thing starts. Even though they put it on a VCR, it's almost you can still hear.
When two people love each other.
But they showed this woman, and it was, they covered all 9 months, you know. And so she's talking.
All 9 months.
We just found out, you know, and they edit in, and they get to the end. And I'm sitting in this class, and I just didn't think. And it's stupid of me. It is a Lamaze class. I didn't think that they would show you this woman's everything at the end. So they actually show her giving, I mean, it's like front and center. And I just remember she was a redhead.
I'll tell you what it's like.
But listen, she's a redhead. And so when I'm watching this movie, this is the first time I've actually seen a birth. It's not like a movie birth. This is, you know,
they're showing the birth.
But, and it's stupid, but like, it was this redheaded woman, and they, you know, they're showing her everything. And when this kid popped out, to me, it looked like Fozzie Bear threw up. It was just
what it looks like, Mike.
It was, but I wasn't the only one, because every dude in that class, we all did quick. I was like, oh God!
It looked like when it looked like when Sean Spicer popped out of the bushes at the White House.
It was,
he disappeared. Like, oh my God, who was in there? Who did you see in their birthday suit? Was it good or bad? 206-421 Rock.
Yeah, I don't need to ever see that again. Hello, Greg. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. What's up, you guys?
How are you, Greg?
Hey, Greg.
I'm doing all right.
Positive, right?
These stupid tires, man. Freaking, have you ever tried looking at this diagram and trying to figure out how to rotate the tires properly with one jack and one freaking mount?
Nah, it's going to take a little time.
That's why I take it to someone to do it for me.
And you can't spin balance them, so what's the point?
Yeah. Just trying to work on that.
While I mean, if we're...
You
don't have to stop if we're interrupting you.
Hey, bro, you're not interrupting me. I figured it out now, this diagram. It's a pain in the butt, but I got it. So I was younger, 9 years old. My family's from France, so we took a trip out there to go see the family and see my father for the first time, and he decided to take me over to his parents' place, and his parents' place happened to be a nudist colony. So here I am walking around, my father and my brother, and see this man walking down the street with a video camera in his hand and his child in his other hand with a Hawaiian shirt and his schlong bouncing knee to knee, knee to knee, knee to knee, embedded in my brain. I can't get out.
That's ruined. To this day.
The worst thing in my entire life. And then I look over to the right and I see this pool just full of naked women and naked kids jumping in. It's just like, amazing. And then I look over there and then I see these guys playing bocce ball. Butt ass naked, throwing bocce balls. I'm just like, oh my God, this is like the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my entire life at 9 years old, and it stuck with me.
Is your dad still around?
He's somewhere over there in Europe.
Okay. So you don't really talk to him that much?
No.
Okay.
No, my mom raised us.
Did you only go to that nudist place once, or was it like every time you went to see your dad, you also had to go through that?
So I only went to France twice. So I've only went to that nudist colony once. I wouldn't go back. I couldn't do it.
All right.
So 9 years old and 13 years old. Oh, my goodness.
What did your mom think when you came home and told her what was up? Did she have a pretty good idea what you were getting into?
Nope. She had no idea. She was pretty upset.
I mean, did you tell her, like, as soon as you got home, or how did that come up?
It was kind of like, is this how they are in France?
Now, are you a dual...
I don't know.
Are you a dual French citizen?
No, I was born in Texas, so I'm a French Texan.
A French Texan.
A French... Oh, they're, yeah, they're everywhere down there.
I know. Everyone I meet's a French.
Oui, y'all.
You want...
Also sounds like a great sandwich.
Right? Oh, I need a French Texan without even knowing what's on.
Bread with that chili? Oui.
Bon appetit, y'all.
Who did you see in their birthday suit? Was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
You know what kind of sucks, man? And he's right, because it's all about age. And for first 14, 15 years of my life, my mother worked in the fashion industry. But at one point, she hosted a lot of fashion shows, all right? Like your local mall kind of thing, all right? So not like the catwalks of New York City or something. But either way, she would drag me along because she'd throw me like $20, but I'd set up all the chairs. You staple the carpet to the floor, to the stage, all this kind of stuff. And it was pretty routine, and I did it maybe once a month. Didn't give her much thought, but she was dealing with models, all right? And you can be a supermodel, you cannot be a supermodel. The fact you're getting paid to be a model, you are good looking. So all these women are, you know, 105 pounds, 5'9", whatever. And you recognize that they're cute, but I'm still young enough, like he said, like 9, 10, 11 years old. You recognize that these are good looking women, but women still have cooties and they're not a G.I. Joe doll, don't care. So every once in a while when these fashion shows would start, I had a little more leeway where I could either be bored to tears out in the actual fashion show where, you know, 100 people show up to watch whatever, you know, or I could even walk backstage, no big deal, because again, I'm a little kid. Well, one thing about fashion shows, you know, if you have 15 models, there's still 75 different articles of clothing you're going to see, so they're changing five times. And, I mean, they run in, they get naked in a heartbeat, they have, like, four handlers, and they're taping boobs and doing all this stuff, put them in their next outfit, and out they go. I mean, it's like a conveyor belt. And I remember this went on for years. I never gave it much thought because that's just what they do, and it's just the inner workings of a fashion show. Then I hit about 12 years old, all right, and I've known some of these chicks now 3 or 4 years of my life, and they greet me, and they still pinch your cheeks because, you know, your voice is still cracking and stuff and all this kind of stuff. But there was something different about it this time, you know. Most of the same women. And but they come, and they got naked, and then they got dressed real quick, and off they went. And I'm now riding home in the car with my mother, and she's just telling me certain things that she noticed or how it went. But I was dumb enough to bring up the fact that, you know, man, oh, man, like, I was backstage, and I can't really explain it, but, like, I was happy to see all these naked women. So my mom doesn't say much about them, but I help her with her next fashion show. I was never allowed backstage again.
I
can set up chairs. I can. The point is, kids, if you're lucky, don't say a word about it. Say nothing, because that killed me from that point on.
Who did you see in their birthday suit? Was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
It's also the day you became a sketch artist.
Oh, there you go. I need a...
hang on.
My Rolodex is forming in my brain.
Yeah, the bank just... Right.
I can do a charcoal drawing in 1.5 seconds. Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it going, guys?
Doing great.
Excellent. Positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
There you go.
So, this story, I mean, I had to call it in because I remember listening to you guys, you know, 10 years ago when this happened. And so this guy, we're walking down in Seattle. I'm going to visit my mom. And she walks with us. And there's this guy talking to a bush. And, I mean, he's in a nice robe, like red velvet everything, like fancy. Right? And he's like, he's having a full-on conversation with it. And so, you know, my mom being nice, she walks up to me, you know, hey, are you okay? And the whole front is just open. And I mean, open. I mean, he looks like the guy, like, it was as much hair as the guy from Harold and Kumar in the hot tub. Like, oh, we're talking hair.
Oh, no.
So my mom just screams and runs, and, you know, she grabs me, and we're running, and we're just sprinting away, and about half an hour later, we're like, okay, let's get lunch. So we started walking back that way, and he's gone. Well, me being curious, I decided to go see what he was talking to in the bush. Well, just sitting there in the bush is just a deflated sex doll.
Oh, no.
And, of course, I didn't know what it was, and I say, Mom, who's this? And I grab it by the hand and lift it out, And she just, I mean, I've never seen her run so fast to grab something from me.
And that was the last time you ever came to downtown Seattle.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Seattle, you know, people are worried about Seattle now and all that. And, like, overwhelmingly, at least where I'm from, it's not a particularly violent place, but it is just absolutely bizarre. I mean, like... When I lived in Baltimore, it's like, hey, you might get shot. But people weren't naked. They weren't having sex with trees. They didn't poop and bust out. Here, I'm like, I don't really sweat anybody. Here, it would be worse to get in a conversation because they might not be wearing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bring any clothes.
In Baltimore, somebody tell you, get your ass together. Hey, man, hey, get your ass together.
I can see your D, man.
Yeah, come on.
Here, it's like, can you see my D? Yes. You're showing it to me.
Who did you see in the birthday suit, and was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
The men's room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Of course, we got a Florida man from Jacksonville in jail after police say he broke into a home completely naked. Lake City police say one of the home's occupants heard a noise. When they checked what it was, they found 44-year-old Willis Hudson crawling into an open window. The homeowner then ran into another room to alert another of the home's occupants that there was someone breaking into their home. Second occupant began to fight Hudson while the first man ran to a nearby house, according to police. During the altercation, homeowner stabbed Hudson in the neck with a knife, then fled his home, but that did not stop Hudson. He picked up a chair and started chasing the two to a second home, according to police. When he was unable to make entry into that home, he fled to an SUV that was driven by a woman. Outside of the first home, investigators located clothing and a wallet belonging to Hudson, so he was pretty easy to find. Deputies were able to locate him. He had a cut to his neck consistent with being stabbed in the neck. He was placed under arrest. Our question, who did you see in the birthday suit, and was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Ivar. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, what's going on, folks?
How are you, Ivar?
Working. You know.
Cool.
So, story starts. I was in New York about 8 years ago, and I'm with my ex-girlfriend now, or my girlfriend at the time, and her daughter, which was, I think she was about 4 at the time, pushing the carriage through Central Park about 6 in the morning, 6, 7, so it was a little dark, but starting to get a little light outside. And we're walking down the path, getting to the deep parts of Central Park, about to cut through, and we hear some rustling in the bushes. And we're both thinking to ourselves, I know what I was thinking is, this is New York. There ain't nothing in the bushes but a raccoon or something like that. So I switch sides with them so that whatever is rustling, I'm between them and whatever it is.
Sure.
Keep on walking up. All of a sudden, we see this dude, pants around his ankles, pretty much looked like he was having it with a mole.
Oh, no.
Butt up in the air, going in. He turns and looks at us in his penthouse form kind of look, staring back with his butt just straight in our face. And as he turns, you can see the what's in front of him, which is another dude.
Oh, all right.
So he's in the middle of Central Park, getting on with whatever his friend or whatever, turns back and looks at us. He's like, keep it moving.
that's very New York.
Keep it moving.
Nothing to see here.
What are you staring at?
Yeah, exactly.
You're a pervert.
Have you ever seen two grown men have sex in
the bushes?
Central Park before?
That was probably the first time.
Yeah. Not the last, right? Not first.
Yeah, New York. Mm-hmm. Any
the
city.
Last, one thing, the last birthing and the only birthing video I've seen was of Ricky Lake.
Did she put out a
leg?
She put out a birthing video?
Yeah, birthing video shows the whole shabam.
No way.
Why yeah. do people in that position feel that we need, like, Ricky Lake gives you a birthing video. Like, hey, man, we get it. We don't need to see it from you. And who was it? I was like, Katie Couric? Like, look at my colonoscopy. Like, listen, just because you're famous doesn't mean that your vagina or your butt is something that we all need to explore in graphic detail.
No, wait a minute. If I came in here with that video of my colonoscopy, you wouldn't want to watch it?
No.
Really?
No, I really wouldn't. Okay. No, I really don't. No.
I got to say, Miles, you're kind of one of those people.
You got to get one day, man. Yeah.
I know I got to get it, but
just
I don't want to see
yours. Give
you
an idea
yours,
what's going on.
You know?
You know, it's... I'm sure they're pretty similar. Everybody's probably pretty similar, wouldn't you think?
I would think, but yeah. there's still, like, I think most people's poops are probably similar. But
I don't know.
But if Katie Couric said, hey,
I don't know about
hey,
that.
Go into the bathroom, take a look at what I did. Be like, Katie, just because it's yours, it doesn't make this better.
Who did you see in the birthday suit? Was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
The Ricky Lake birthing video.
I think it was a documentary.
I'm sure it was, but again, like, who asked for this? Who said, man, oh man, if I want to watch anyone give birth, please... Can it be Ricky Lake?
Ricky Lake, When the Water Breaks.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
She was a big deal
Tonight,
for a while.
Lifetime.
I know she was a big deal for a while, but again...
Judge, no, I'm saying that more of like...
Oh, yeah.
She was a big deal for a while.
I mean, if Judge Judy said, do you want to see my birthing video? I'm like, no, Judy, I don't. Hello, Bill. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How you gentlemen doing today?
We're doing great. It's a positive Friday, Bill. How are you?
Positive, positive. It's good to hear that you guys are doing good. But this story, might be Miles Thrill, around your age. Goes back to about 1986, I guess. I was getting ready to go to school, and, well, usually my dad, he was working graveyards, and he didn't get home until around 8. And mom, she gets up about 6 to go to work. So, anyways, long story short, I was home by myself. I thought I was home by myself anyways. And I just got out of the shower, and I was, like, getting dressed. And I go in the bedroom. And I'm like, well, I don't have any socks. Well, let me go into the old men's room. You know, let me go into the old man's room and see if he has some socks. Well, the door was closed, but often the door was closed anyways. They always kept the door closed. I didn't bother to knock or anything. I just thought I was home by myself, you know. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear anything. I opened up the door, and bam, there it was.
What was there?
It was butt naked. There, I was just like, oh, my goodness, both of them. And they were doing the thing, and I was just like, oh, my God.
How old were you at the time?
That was 80. That's why I was trying to think when Mike was, we were going over the story. It was like 1986, probably. I was 16, I think.
Okay, yeah, we're all about all the right. same age, man. See, I think that's the worst age. You know, if I walked in now, and I don't want to see it, but you'd be like, all right.
Sorry.
Again, if you are 4 to, say, 10 years old, if you don't quite get what's going on, okay. But 16, because here's the thing, at 16, all you're thinking about as a young man is sex. How do I get laid? How do I join this magical world? And then in this one brief moment, the idea of sex becomes the most abhorrent, disgusting, vile thing that you can think of.
Did you ever have, do you ever have parents, friends that were really, really over touchy-feely with each other?
Not parents' friends, but I had a buddy's friends who were.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Because that was weird, too. Like, when I was 13, 14 years old, whatever it was, like, there was the one friends of my parents, whenever they would come over, they'd get a few drinks in them, do whatever they would, but she'd end up on the lap, and then they'd end up rubbing each other's legs.
Right.
And kissing on each
yeah.
other's neck.
They're preheating the oven, essentially.
And all that stuff, and I'm just in there like, ew! Ah!
Because it never stops is the problem.
Right. Now I'm an adult. I get it. You know what I mean? It makes
sense.
Yeah,
but there's still, like, you'll see someone... They'll kiss each other. You get it. They're married or not married, but they're dating. Whatever. It's a little bit of affection. You're like, cool. And then maybe she saunters over to his lap, and you're like, okay, because you can see that. But then, like, when you realize her butt's been sliding on his thigh, and, you know, now that we're older and we understand, like I said, they are preheating the oven for a future baking session, like, can you be a little less handsy? You know what I mean? Like, if I'm watching your hand go down the front of her shirt, like, I'm 14.
Right. Yeah, I can picture that couple right now.
Yeah.
And that woman...
Giggling, having fun.
And that woman was constant. Like, right? Because she was friends with my mom for years. So, like, I didn't get all the jokes. But then around 12, 13, I was like, oh, my... Like, my I thought it was cool.
Right. Well,
you know what I mean?
You do.
But now I'm just like, cheat everything you said. no matter how many children in the room, turned into sex.
Yep, I remember that person.
When I got that, when I got in that car wreck where I told you I got an insurance settlement because I was all messed up, whatever. So the money, I took a few thousand or whatever it was and went to Jamaica.
Sure.
So at this point in time, I go to Negril and I'm staying at this resort. Right next door is Hedonism 2 or Hedonism 1 or whatever it was. It's naked, but there's a wall. You know what I mean? All the resorts are kind of separated. And of course, our pool is, we can't look over at their pool or anything. But when you get out to the beach, well, that's all communal.
Right.
So you could walk, you know, past six or seven resorts on the beach, you know what I mean? But in front of Hedonism, that is a nude beach, and there are signs that do say it's a nude beach, but that doesn't stop people from walking outside of that perimeter who are staying there and who want to take a walk on the beach naked as well. Not a big deal. Now, one thing about Jamaican culture that I was not really attuned to at this point in time, and I did not understand it, is there are a lot of ladies, kind of like Stella getting her groove back, that are on holiday from Europe. A lot of them are single, or a lot of them are going through divorce. And there is
glad you are here.
There's a thing down there called basically rent-a-ross. Mm-hmm. All right, so rent-a-ross is, you know, you can rent a gentleman for as many days as you like, the week, the night, the day, whatever you want to do. Typically, when the couples that I saw, they were with each other the entire time I was there. So it wasn't like they're.
You mean her rental was with her?
Her rental, okay. Like, it was like the rental car.
Yeah. You know
I mean, like her Hertz.
Solid service.
Enterprise, whatever. This one dude.
Now, were you aware that this was the case, or did you think there were just a lot of chicks that were dating Jamaican guys?
It was new to me. It was really, I had no idea that was, it made sense.
Sure.
But this is like 1995, so this is before the movie came out or any of that stuff.
Right.
So I didn't really understand the whole dynamic of it. And it is what it was. But there was this one dude, man. He was probably about 6'2", 6'3". And when he was sideways, you couldn't even see him.
Right.
He maybe weighed like 120 pounds. That was it. And he was with this woman who looked to me to be of European descent. She was a little bit of heavier carriage, you know what I mean? Smiling from ear to ear.
A little bit of heavier carriage.
They're walking down the beach, man. They both got drinks. And I mean, and keep in mind, I play college football. There's a lot of athletes out there who have huge penises. Okay, there's no doubt.
I've
about
seen
it.
Any Given Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of big penises in the locker room, without question. I still remember Reggie Rimmer screaming at Greg Jones. They'd have tours come through of people like athletic, you know, boosters
and
stuff like, hey, Greg, show them your D. Show them that D you got, man. They won't believe it. Show them that D, right? Like, you know, but this guy.
Sherm.
This guy, I mean, I wanted to just be like,
I know mine.
Oh, man, dude. What is that?
You're not the first to clap today.
I know she's. I don't know if they do a lineup, and she just went like, that guy. Give me that. I need that. I mean, because I was like, Jesus. Because the other dudes are walking around, too. They're doing just fine.
Right.
This guy, like, I figure, like, it's this way, right? If everybody gets, like, $100 a day,
all right,
this guy's getting, like, $500 a day.
You know you're going to pay more,
yeah,
right?
You have to, right?
Sure, that's the top of the line.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is the guy. He is the guy. Who did you see in the birthday suit, and was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello.
That's a good gig.
Yeah.
That's great. Right? I'm going to have sex with women on holiday because I have a huge penis.
Basically,
that's how I make my income.
Those rooms are nice if you're going to stay. You're staying in a place with a pool. You're staying with all those, you know what I mean? Basically, they're taking care of everything.
Sure.
You're on the house, I mean, for the most part. Food, drinks.
Hedonism.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Carrie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
So we were on a hike at Twin Falls outside of North Bend, and we were done with hike, walking back to the car, and you walked back to the car, the river was on the left side of the trail, and between the trail and the river was a really beautiful, mossy covered, just, you know, beautiful stretch of land, and as we're hiking along, we hear some voices and some shenanigans going on, and we look over, and there's just 15 to 20 good-looking young kids all amongst the beauty doing, like, a photo shoot or something, all naked.
Okay. Did it strike you as, like, we're a nature photo shoot, this is all about being natural, or these kids are just naked and they happen to be in the woods?
I mean, it felt very, like, for some reason there's a bunch of hippies in the woods doing this photo shoot. I don't know what kind of magazine. It could have been High Times. Who knows what it was.
It could have not been for a magazine.
It wasn't for Gillette.
Once again, men's room callers, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please. with those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
How long did you watch the photo shoot?
We were just such giggling idiots, and we just kept walking, and oh my gosh, they saw the naked people. And then when we got back to the parking lot, there was a parking ranger, like a park ranger that was walking into the area, and he looked at us, and we're giggling, again, like a bunch of idiots, we're just giggling to each other, and he's like, are you guys naked on the trail? And we're not the kind of people that would be photographed naked, so we're just like, no, the people you want to talk to are about 50 yards up the road there, up the trail there. So someone else had obviously come down and seen the same thing and called in and complained about them.
Isn't that bad?
See, I would never, like, you would never call and complain. Like, you know, like, you happen to stumble upon them, whatever.
But, I mean, not in the woods. Right. If you're in the middle of downtown.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I wouldn't call the cops on someone just because they're naked anyway. But like, in downtown, I would understand that other people might have a problem. But I feel like when I'm in the woods, it's...
Maybe it's a risk you're going to take.
It's... The woods are just kind of a free-for-all. Like, okay, man, you're naked in the woods.
Especially with these trails that are near rivers, that are near lakes.
Sure.
I mean, hell, even as a kid, you go hiking and you walk by people who are bathing in the river.
Right.
You know what I mean? Doing whatever. So, I mean, swimming in the river naked. I mean, it wasn't a big deal. Who did you see in the birthday suit, and was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
But a lot of times you think you're cool.
What do you mean?
Like, you think you're out in nature, like you're far enough off a trail or something, so it's like... Yeah, we should be fine.
Right.
Should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Depends on the state park.
Oh. Have you been naked in the state park where?
Not for long enough.
What, were you trying to get to?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Had you even begun when you were asked to stop?
Not asked to stop, but like.
Told to leave?
Yeah. Like, right, you know what I mean? Right. Like.
Were you in Yosemite?
Honestly? I was in Thailand.
Yeah. Who did you see in a birthday suit? Was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
And that's one of those quick ones. Like, it's fine. It's fine. No, it's not fine. All right, we'll stop.
Yeah,
was it a ranger or somebody?
No, it's just there was people. Like, I just thought this park was more secluded.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All right. A comment just came in here. It says, I've been married 7 years. I still haven't seen my wife in a birthday suit. I know I'm effing stupid. That from Greg. Or Craig. I can't tell. Either. How
7 years, how could you have never seen your wife naked?
He could be blind.
Oh, well, that would have a lot to do with it.
That's it. Yeah. Or, yes, that said, your wife has a penis. That's very possible.
Right? Turn off the lights.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, fellas.
Hola.
My story, I'm a nurse. I work in ERs for years, so I've seen plenty of people in their birthday suits. Both for good, bad, mostly bad. But which also helped in your segment for interior decorating. That's helped out quite a bit. This story takes me back to when I was actually in the military as a combat medic. I got home just in time for my wife to have our first child. It was at a military hospital. And she ended up in a C-section. And the doctors all like, well, hey, you just got back from Iraq. You've seen your share of stuff. Why don't you go ahead and, get on the other side of the curtain and, go ahead, scrub in with us. I thought, okay, yeah, cool, that'd be great. Not realizing that a lot more success than just
Hold on for 1 second. Your phone's breaking up so bad we can't understand you. Are you still there? No, go ahead.
I'll see.
Now.
Hey, Alex, do us a favor.
Call's back.
Yeah, call's back. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine, I was present for the birth of both of my children. If they had asked me, do you want to scrub in, the answer would have been no. Although, for the second kid, I did have to hold a thigh.
Oh, you did?
Because, like anything, the doctor, I don't know how this happened. I don't understand.
Were you going to Thailand?
I was in Thailand. I don't understand how doctors get paid so much. And look, I know you can do God's work, but it just seems like everyone else is doing the work, so... The nurse had been in and out of there through the whole labor, but it gets to the point, as I understand, at least in Washington State, this is what she explained to me, my son, once he was ready to be born, homeboy was ready to be born. Like, you couldn't do anything to slow him down. So the nurse, she kept paging the doctor, but like anything, he's dealing with all the pregnant women in all the other rooms, so it's, kind of first come, first serve basis, understandably. And I said, and she said, look, I can deliver a baby. I said, all right, well, then stop sweating it. Just deliver the baby. She said, it's not that, but by law, if I do it, there's all of this paperwork I have to fill out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's kind of a pain in the ass. And doctors even kind of frown on it anyway,
right?
In case anything does go wrong. And I get it. But this kid is roaring to get out of there, man. So, I mean, like, you can now see the top of his head. Doctor's still not there. So she's doing everything she can. So, but it's just her. There's my wife. The top of my kid's head, and there's me. And I'm useless, and I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm excited.
You
know?
Sure.
And she's like, hey, man, I need your help. I'm like, you need whose help? She's like, you. I'm like, my help for what? Like, you need water? I'll go get water. She's like, you need to grab a thigh. I'm like, listen, all things being equal, and I know this is a guy bitch out here, but I've done my part in the creation of this. I really,
I'm out.
I did not plan on assisting. And like, I'm the guy, if you were giving birth on the side of the road and like, could you help my wife? Like, yeah, no, man, I can't. So, but here I am holding the thigh, and this kid's coming, and I'm like, I don't want to be here right now. This is not at all what I want to do. You know, your wife's in agony, all this crap. Luckily, the doctor came in to see my kid be born, like sign some piece of paper and roll out. I always remember that son of a bitch. But either way, I'm like, I don't.
My work is done here.
Yeah, but he came in like, oh, I was like a healthy young man. I'm like, well, good. I mean, yeah, like, but
thanks.
You, I did not want any part of it. But I was there for like 20 minutes, man. Like, and all I could think is, like, you can't say this out loud, but like, I hate this. I don't want to touch anything. This is gross.
It's fluid.
Dude, there's everything. Like, all five of your senses get engaged in this moment, and none of your senses are happy about it.
I mean, I've never seen an animal be born and been like, awesome.
Yeah, but that's anything. Gross, too. But you know what makes it real gross with animals? Because, you know, humans, when we're born, we are absolutely useless. We are cute and nothing else, right? There's not a goddamn thing we can do. Animals, like, you watch, you know, a horse gives birth, and it's gross. But for whatever reason, it freaks me out. Because, like, right after they give birth, after, like, 2 minutes, the baby's walking around. Like, imagine, like, if your wife spits out a kid and they walked out of the room to get a cup of
I'm
water.
You'd be
like,
Xbox!
Wouldn't I? Yeah, I mean, it's just like, yeah.
But it's strange, too, because, like, this is going to seem like a strange comment, but I like pizza, right? And okay. I also don't mind seeing pizza, like, be creative.
Yeah.
So I like puppies, but I don't want to see one, like, coming out.
No.
Or creative. Would two dogs have sex?
God, like, man. Yeah. And they have no shame.
I watch that for a few.
And the thing about dogs have it, like, if you walk in on people, people go, like, ooh, oh, goodness, oh, close the door. Dogs, if you stare at them too long, they'll start growling at you.
Or, right, they'll stare back.
We're doing something here.
Who did you see in the birthday suit? Was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
Take a picture.
Hello, Julie. If you're going to stare long, take a picture. Hello, Julie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
Hola. I saw my dad naked. Who cares? No big deal. But he was blow drying his balls. And I'm not a guy, but I don't think that's normal.
No, that's not normal.
Well, did he have a leg up or anything like that?
He did. He had his leg up on the side of something. I don't know. I was young and I turned around, but I'll never forget.
Was it the same?
Blow drying his balls.
Was it the same hair dryer you used for your hair?
No. He was in his bedroom. I think he had his own ball hair dryer.
Okay.
Good times. I've seen that before at the place we used to work out together down there for a while.
That was constant in there.
Yeah, it was.
Really? I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. People really, really, that was part of the lifestyle.
With a handheld one or up at the sink?
Oh, no. Foot on the sink.
Yeah.
Underneath the carriage. Blowing the whole kit and caboodle up.
Well, your towel can't dry that.
You can.
Miles and I used to kind of joke around. It's like there was one dude that he would, after he's done lifting, he'd leave like in high heels and everything.
Right.
And we were like, all right, this gym's a little different. And then I was talking to somebody one day, and he was like, you shouldn't work out there. And I go, why? And he goes, predators.
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, God damn.
It's also
like, I'm fine with anybody's lifestyles. He's like, no. There's predators in there. I was like,
There's also a lot more drip-dry lifestyle going on in there.
So they just waited out?
Yep, pretty much.
I mean, it was, honestly, that locker room was more of a get-together kind of scene.
Okay, I got you.
That we didn't know about.
Hey, welcome, brothers.
I think everybody thought Miles and I were together.
In the club. You are listening to The Men's Room.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.